Come along and ride this train. Come along and ride this train. Cross the mountains, prairies, reservations, rivers, levees, plains. Come along and ride this train. Ride this train. Ride this train with me to the Mississippi River Delta land, a wide stretch of rich black earth that spreads out along the banks of the Mississippi River, starting somewhere up around southern Illinois, running right on down to the Gulf of Mexico. This is the land of King Cotton, this black, rich land, and to the people who live here, cotton is their bread and butter. And though the land is rich, to many, life is pretty hard. You see that old shack over there? That's the home of a sharecropper. His work is backbreaking. He could spend 30 years of his life into that kind of land and wind up with that kind of a place, only to just up and leave with just a clothes on his back, a prayer in his heart, and a pickup truck half full of used furniture. Mississippi Delta land, you robbed me of my youth, and all you gave back was a one-room shack and a mind that learned the truth. There ain't no future for the man that works but never owns the land. And now these old hard-working hands are heading for Chicago in the morning. Mississippi Delta land, your riches ain't for me. These kids of mine and me's gonna find a better place to be. Thank you. At one time, most of the cotton in the Delta was grown by small cotton farmers, like my people, 20 acres of it. These were people that lived on the land and by the land. Because it's in the nature of a man to always look away to grass that seems just a little bit greener, many of the sons and the daughters of these small cotton farmers headed for the big cities and the car factories in the north, like I did when I was 18 years old, where they'd heard tell of good money and better times, where they hoped they could leave behind the hardships, the hard times of the small Delta farm. Last night, I went to sleep in Detroit City, and I dreamed about those cotton fields and home. I dreamed about my mother, dear old papa, sister, and brother. I dreamed about that girl who's been waiting for so long. I want to go home. I want to go home. Oh, how I want to go home. Home folks think I'm big in Detroit City, from the letters that I write they think I'm fine. But by day I make the cars, by night I make the bars. If only they could read between the lines. 'Cause you know I rode a freight train north to Detroit City, and after all these years I find I was just wasting my time. So I think I'll just take my foolish pride, put it on a southbound freight and ride, and going back to loved ones I left waiting far behind. I want to go home. I want to go home. Oh, how I want to go home. Down in Dias, Arkansas, in that part of the Delta land where I grew up, I did my earliest singing, and I learned my first songs while picking or chopping cotton out in a cotton patch. Seems somebody was always singing while they worked to help make the day go a little bit faster. I remember my sister Louise out in the cotton field. She would keep us all cheered up by singing gospel songs and the hits of the days. And being a few years older than I was, she'd teach me songs. She'd say, "I'm going to sing you this song three times, and then see if you're listening, you sing it back to me." Sometimes she'd be way down the road picking ahead of me. And while she was waiting for me to catch up, I could hear her singing. And she'd sing. And Lord, she'd sing. And wouldn't she sing? Oh, I can almost hear her singing now. And I'd pick a little bit harder, catch up with her. She'd sing to me some more. And she'd sing. And just about every afternoon, as the sun was sinking real low, when we were leaving the cotton fields, all of us would usually leave the field singing this song. Life's evening sun,
life's evening sun
is sinking low.
Is sinking low.
A few more days, and I must go to meet the deeds that I have done, where there will be no setting sun. Yeah, the life of the small Delta farmer will soon be gone forever. But though the song may be gone from the cotton fields, the memory of those good people that worked there will live on as long as I live, and as long as the cotton grows tall along the banks of that old Mississippi River. Mississippi Delta land, my dad and his dad too, they plowed your soil, and for all that toil, they never owned an inch of you. Mississippi Delta land, you robbed me of my youth, and all you gave back was a one-room shack and a mind that learned the truth.